sack that you put on a horse so it can eat is called?
Caught me off guard there. I don't remember.
Maybe you'll think of it.
Maybe I will.
Okay, we'll go on. In the meantime, I have some parts of a bridle and of a western saddle that I'd like you to take a look at and see if you can identify any of these parts for me.
Well, I'm certainly not a ranch girl.
Well, this thing in the horse's mouth is what?
That's the bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And these things coming back here.
Those are the reins.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What else?
Anything else? Well, if you don't know horses, you probably won't know the rest of those. Well, okay, how about a western saddle?
All right, western saddle, saddle horn, stirrups. That's the best I can do.
This is the thing that goes underneath the horse. Do you know the name of that?
Cinch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And do you happen to know the name of this thing? Sometimes people know that, and I'm surprised, but...
So what is it?
It's, some people call it a skirt, but I've also heard sudadero.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of that. Either one. Are you a horse person?
No. I rode a little bit when I was a kid, but I wasn't very good at staying on the horse, so.
Kind of discourages you after a while, doesn't it?
I was too much of a scaredy cat for riding, I think. The rope that they use to rope horses.
It's a lasso.
Mm-hmm. Do you, are there other words for that?
Lariat.
Okay. And outside your backyard, you carry dirt around in a...
wheelbarrow.
Mm-hmm. And there's a bag that's made out of a coarse fibrous material.
It's called a gunny sack.
Yeah, very good.
But gosh, they're called a bunch of things. Have you heard croaker sack?
Yeah.
That's what Bill calls them, because they used to catch your croakers. Toe sack. Bright bag.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you hear toe sack?
Probably in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. Probably something to do with my grandmother.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Have you lived in El Paso all your life?
Yes.
See, you haven't moved away for any period of time, so you've just like visited in Louisiana?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where else have you visited?
Oh gosh, the relatives in Ohio, the relatives in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. And let's see. A boat with oars is called what?
A boat with oars is called a rowboat.
Okay.
A boat with paddles is called a canoe. We have two of them.
Oh, neat. a lion tamer uses a...
whip?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you know the name of the smaller whip that they might use in horseback riding? Or even the lion tamer has a small
whip. Is that... it's Q-U-I.
Yeah. What? Is it
quip?
Quirt?
Quirt, yeah. Okay.
Okay. And... what's something that you hold in your hand to sharpen a knife?
A whetstone.
Okay, how about something larger to sharpen an axe?
I don't know. Bill does it on a grinding wheel.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Okay, now there's an X frame that is used to lay logs across so that you can saw the log in half. And do you know what that X frame is called? Mm-hmm. Like words for those?
No.
You ever heard of a sawhorse?
I have heard of a sawhorse, but that's not what I think of as a sawhorse.
What do you think of as a sawhorse?
I think of a sawhorse as what carpenters use that actually they don't make a cross, they just make a V with the legs.
Oh, so it's an A frame?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever heard that called a sawbuck?
Mm-mm.
Okay. The buildings that surround the main farm building are called?
I guess outbuildings.
Mm-hmm.